The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa, as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
We did realize that I'm vain, I'm shallow, I'm superficial and self-involved, but I am not a narcissist. And I told him, I said, you just wasted 5 minutes of my life.
It's called, that's toxic, Jeff.
No, I know it's dysfunctional.
What? No, you should keep seeing your therapist for sure. Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, we talk about shark attacks and phone chargers with Judge Lauren Lake. Later, Sutton Strack joins the show and we find out why she's a one-date wonder. So you have a nice relationship with your father and stepmother.
Oh God, yeah. I'm a daddy's girl. Yeah. Well, my mom passed
going
away.
Going so well for you.
It's going
no,
really well. I
really?
I haven't talked to them in like 3 months. Yeah.
You lying?
No.
Your dad?
Yeah. I've talked to my dad a couple of times, but I'm still waiting for an apology because he said some derogatory, awful, critical things, and so I'm just waiting for an apology. Carrie saw my dad this weekend at Quinn's soccer game. Didn't even ask about me. Didn't even ask about Monroe. Isn't that crazy?
All right. We got to nip this in the bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
got to
nip this in the bud.
Life's too short.
What? I want to change the subject. Yeah. Let's talk about something much more uplifting.
Yes. Okay.
Shark attack in Mexico.
Major shark attack.
Oh, no.
Shark! The shark!
So, guys.
You know what? Y'all are going to kill my brand.
This isn't the best place
this
for you.
This is breaking news.
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Listen
here, but go
to this shit.
Okay, go
this
ahead.
This is bananas.
Go ahead.
So this is the first, sorry to tell you, this is the first fatal shark attack of 2023.
She died, girl.
Wait a minute.
Hang on, listen. Let me tell you the story. So Manuel Lopez, 53 years old, he is a diver fisherman.
He was
diving for mollusks in an area called Benito Juarez in Sonora. That's on the west coast of Mexico. He was said to be diving from the town of Peredon, Colorado, to the ocean floor. I'm trying to get my accent.
Right. What was the accent?
I don't know.
It was Mexican.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you say Mexican.
Colorado.
I think you say Spanish.
We're going to send you.
I think he was from Mexico.
No, oh she's going to have to go with that security guard.
It was the.
Y'all,
it's a local accent. Anyway.
That reminds me. He should stop.
Okay, hold on. So, listen. Manuel was diving, and a lot of the fishermen had been warned because there were a lot of shark sightings, and so most of the fishermen were not diving or fishing in the area, but he was hard up for some cash, so he decided to take advantage of the shellfish shortage.
Oh my God.
So he went diving, and apparently there was a 19-foot great white. It took his head clean off, decapitated him.
And he died?
Well, yes, he died. But when
Jeff?
You get decapitated, you can't come back from that, right?
Jeff?
Technology.
No head.
Honestly, yeah. I do that to all my gummy bears.
Yeah.
Like, it's the first thing. Do you bite their heads off?
I don't eat gummy bears.
Oh, I love it. It's the first thing I do. I bite. Does anyone else do that?
No.
You're a serial killer.
Right? You bite the head off the gummy bears.
I have TMJ. I can't have a gummy bear.
But here's something interesting.
God, that left a scar.
Do you know that there was an eyewitness who watched this happen?
No.
Yes, his buddy Jose told the news outlets.
No way, Jose.
He said
in Mexican.
In Mexican.
He spoke Mexican.
He said that the shark impressively tore his friend's head off.
Oh, he hated that guy.
He must have hated him.
Impressively.
Impressively.
We can't.
I am not in this conversation. That's all I got to say.
Wow.
It was like, honestly, that was pretty good.
This is terrible news.
Horrific.
Wow.
Took his head off.
But I'm going to tell you something. True story.
That is impressive.
Remember when you used to have those underwater cameras? Like, I'm this old. Remember when you used to go in? When I was snorkeling once, I saw a baby shark at the bottom of the ocean floor.
Baby shark.
Yeah. I did. Cute. And I was obsessed with getting pictures. And I did. And then when I get back on the boat, when I come back from vacation, I'm so proud of these pictures. And my brother is like a living encyclopedia. He knows
where
how
to. Where was the mom?
That's exactly. He goes, are you crazy?
Oh, and I'm like, I never thought about that.
He said, watching you. If you see a baby shark, you know the mother is within, you know, he knows all the facts. She's such and such.
I almost died, girl.
I said, I never thought of that. He goes, and your dumb self is out there. And I was like, I never thought of that.
Who would leave their baby? You're right. Who would just leave their baby?
The mother is not far away.
Baby. Who would leave their baby?
Why do I come here? Why do I come here? I can't.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
But it was a mistake. You know, they don't like humans. They're not really dangerous. Like, all those dipshits that say that.
Oh, I don't believe any of that.
But you're right. I kept reading it. It's like, impressively.
Ripped his head clean off.
It is impressive.
And bit both his shoulders, too.
No.
That's what you're going to be amazed by? Not his shoulders.
I mean, rest in peace. Rest in peace, Mr. Lopez.
Yes.
That's so sad.
Oh, God.
Manuel.
I hope they don't have you
Manuel
do his
Lopez?
Eulogy.
Manuel
with
Lopez.
I hope you don't do his eulogy. But
so in the future,
speech?
Though, yeah. The language, you know, is Spanish.
I know it's Spanish.
Not Mexican.
But that's the Mexican accent from the local area that he was
just
from.
Stop. Yeah, just no stop. Just stop. You've already, you almost no got accents. Canceled
from
once.
Mexico.
No accents.
Okay. Don't call me. Don't at me today. Oh, man. I am not in this.
Shout out Mexicans.
I am getting out of this. Shane is a mess. I'm not in this.
She's not even allowed it. I mean, can't even, I don't even want to get into it, but she's not allowed to go to Korean barbecue anymore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Don't ask. Don't ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't ask.
She doesn't think before she
just don't ask.
Speaks, but I'm not, I have the same problem.
Drop it.
I have the same problem. All right, so.
What else you got? Come on, please.
Happy Monday.
Monroe and I had some beautiful daddy-daughter time in New York.
Oh, that's nice.
We went to FAO Schwartz. We went and saw the, I think the most bonding thing we did was we went and watched the ice skaters at Rockefeller Center. And we were able to identify the uncoordinated ones. And we followed them with our eyes because there's a lot of ice skaters. And this one girl, I mean, she has no business being on the ice. She ate shit 5 times. We were laughing so hard. We would just sit and watch them fall. I mean, we were there for a long time.
That's great modeling for yourself. This is great. Let me come get this baby. Okay, let me come get this baby and take her out. So you just taught her how to make fun of all the people.
Not make fun. I just like watch her, Monroe, and then she would eat it, and then we would laugh.
That's making fun.
Is it?
That's what that means.
That's the definition.
Oh, okay. Then yeah. I guess.
Step by step. Right.
We were making
tutorial.
Fun. Yeah, we had a nice time. Now, Your Honor, I'm curious what you would do in this situation.
Okay.
When I was exiting the plane on Saturday, when we had arrived in Los Angeles, and I had walked out onto the jet bridge, and this guy like turned around, and it happened so quickly. He hands me a phone charger, and he says, "Could you give this to the flight attendant?" And I just, and then he kind of like turned around and walked away. And so I turned around, and there's now at least 4 people between me and the flight attendant.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've got the flight attendant's charger. And it's now my fucking responsibility to return it.
Oh, because you took it.
Because he just kind of, he didn't give me a, like, it was happened so fast.
Yeah.
It's like in my hand. And I don't want to, I mean, like, fuck, I don't want to walk away with this woman's charger.
Right.
So now it's my responsibility. So I now have to turn around. I have to now go back into the plane. I'm maneuvering around people, right?
Jeff, you are so extra. Why did you do that?
Well, it all happened so fast. And then I'm like, hey, some guy just gave me this charger. I think it's yours. And I don't know. It's now my responsibility to return it. And then I turn around and the guy he's walking kind of slow. Like he's only a couple of people ahead of me. Like, why didn't you do it? Like, why didn't you maneuver around the 4 people?
Because he didn't want to be the jerk that's going the opposite direction from all the traffic when everybody's trying to get off.
Exactly.
Exactly. He just set you up to do it.
So now I'm angry. Right. So now I'm irritated because everyone is ahead of me. My group is ahead of me.
Yes.
This guy's in front of us. And so, you know how like someone's in front of you and you passive aggressively talk about them and they can hear you?
Loudly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I was like, oh, I wonder if we should just give this man our car. I can Uber. Like, what else can I do to make his day easier? Can I carry your bags for you, sir? Like, I was just kind of like saying shit like that.
Right.
Because I was so annoyed by it.
Right.
But he got away with it because it happened so fast.
I get it.
That I couldn't be like, return it yourself.
In the moment, you didn't know what to say.
No,
you just, it just happened
just
so quick.
Put it in my hand.
Yeah. And so you were at the front of the plane, though, right?
Well, at that point, there was four. Yes, I would. I had just exited the plane.
So you could have just put it right up on the shelf. You know how they have their little area?
No, it was already on the jet bridge. I had to turn around and go back into the plane. And maneuver around people that are, you're right, that are exiting the plane.
Yeah, no.
I'm the asshole that forgot something.
And
I'm not the asshole. You're the asshole.
And you're technically not, if you exit the plane, you're technically not supposed to turn around and walk back on the plane. I thought you were like at the front. You should have just asked, sir, I'm sorry, I'm in a hurry today. And then just keep going.
And he's only one person ahead of me. Why don't you just go around me?
Did he recognize that you were talking about him? Like, did he turn around and do anything?
I don't know.
I wasn't back there.
I'm kind of loud, so I don't know.
No shit. You made sure he knew.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I think you just had to kind of say, I'm sorry. I'm in a rush, sir. I can't do that.
Why don't you say,
plus, you don't
I wanted to be polite.
You don't want to touch the hand, the charger with everybody in your hand.
And you know what, Your Honor? That flight attendant did not know where her charger was.
Mm-hmm. It reminded me of you, Your Honor. It reminded me of you. No, this guy.
He didn't have a charger.
He didn't have a charger.
Let me tell you
he was not prepared.
The first thing, when you first said it, I was like, doesn't know where her phone charger is. On the plane, what airline is this? Because this is raggedy. Exactly. If you don't know where your phone charger is, you don't know who you are.
He's a mess.
Like I said.
He's a mess.
Well, I think you did a good deed, right?
Yeah.
And so don't, you know, overanalyze it. I just think you need to have a comeback when things like that happen so you don't get caught up in
just
it.
Say no.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is that before I processed it, he was already gone and I had the charger in my hand.
Right. Yeah. And then because you didn't set a boundary and advocate for yourself, then it sent you spiraling to do something mean to him and talk about him. You just went spiraling down.
Yes.
So that's why boundaries are important. You just, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that right now. And just roll on past.
Yes.
That's
it. I know.
It's a no. It's a firm no.
Now you know.
Now I know. Mm-hmm. Hey, I have a theory, by the way, on your, Megan is on Manjaro, and she's lost 24 pounds.
Yeah.
And so now what's happening is her friends, you're getting too skinny. Oh, you are gaunt. You need to go off of that.
Well, I also almost
they're jealous bitches.
Well, I almost passed out on a hike, and they thought they were going to have to call 911 because I didn't have enough food in my system. So
really?
I got really dizzy and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
so
one of the side effects. Everybody knows that.
I know. And I couldn't
catch pass
my
out
breath.
On hikes.
Yeah. So they're a little concerned.
Yeah.
But
you should wear a helmet.
And knee
right.
pads.
Right.
And elbow pads.
What? I mean, you were looking lean.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start weaning off of it now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you'll have like
little
your diet.
By little.
What is your...
Oh, my God. Something just hit me.
What?
He probably asked that flight attendant to borrow her phone charger
yes.
on the plane.
He did.
And this is what happened.
That's what
yes.
happened.
I thought it was just that the phone charger
yeah.
dropped or something.
No.
I'm sorry. It was her.
See, you all are in here making me stupid. I just got this.
I just got this. This
That's
is why
what
I
happened.
Can't come back here.
Now you know how we feel.
Yeah. I was like,
That's
wait.
What happens. Like, we're is, making you
I'm dumbing you down.
I'm so
stupider.
Busy. I'm so busy trying to think about why is he deciding to deliver phone chargers.
Yes.
But I'm like, oh my God. He asked that lady to borrow her phone
yes,
charger.
Yes, he did.
Walked off that plane.
Yes,
with
he
it.
Did.
Yes.
Out of order.
And got two.
I swear to God, I'm about to open up this wine over here. Because y'all got me here stupid. It just hit me. I was like, oh, he walked off that plane with
yes,
her charger.
Yes, he sure did.
He almost stole it.
He lost his charger, and he's about to lose hers,
and
too.
And was about to lose her.
Yep.
Now you're a hero.
Okay.
Now you're
yeah.
a hero. I changed my
Yikes.
Mind on this whole
know.
Story. I changed my mind on this whole story. You are a hero. You are considerate.
Thank you.
And you went back there and
I
risked
did.
Your life.
I risked my life.
And from being on the no-fly list.
I could have been decapitated.
Coming back.
By a great white. A Delta.
Delta One.
I can't. Now you're a hero.
Thank
you. You got that lady her charger back.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Your Honor, just to show you This is a typical example of a Jeff Lewis Live listener. I received a DM over the weekend. I have to find it because it's buried, but I should read it. But this woman reached out and she said, I really think that I should be initiated into Chump University. She has broken her ankle 7 times. And she sent me a picture. This is the 7th time. Wow. Here's my ankle's broken. All of it alcohol related.
She doesn't need us. She needs rehab.
Yeah, that sounds like a problem.
This is beyond.
7 times. And she showed me a picture of her broken ankle. This is the 7th time I've broken it. And yes, they're all alcohol related. So I guess she gets real
and
drunk
down.
And falls.
Is it the same ankle every time?
Oh,
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't. Oh, okay.
Follow up.
I should follow up.
If you can find it.
He doesn't care. He just wants to make fun of her. He doesn't care about her ankle for real.
Yeah,
sorry, lady.
You're just going to laugh when she falls down.
Do you think, I mean, I would probably, because I have broken my foot and I was drunk.
Right. Or were you pushed? We don't know.
I mean, I'd like to say I was pushed, but I think I probably just slipped. And I had been drinking. Because remember, I had those 2 martinis.
Big martinis.
Yes, big martinis. And I broke my foot, right?
Yes.
So I tried to.
Right?
He was drunk. He doesn't remember.
Shane, which one did I break?
What did I break again?
Was your left.
Yeah. So I've only broken my foot once.
Yeah.
She's broken.
So far.
She's broken her ankle 7 times. That's someone who doesn't learn.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Or she's got weak ankles.
I mean, if it's the same one, just
never
cut
healing.
It off. Like, just get rid of it.
Yeah.
Just leave the brace on.
Just leave it on.
Just
go diving in Mexico.
Or you break it again.
What's your theory about Megan? You didn't tell us what the theory is.
Oh, my feeling is that her friends are starting to get real jealous because she's wasting away. And she's so skinny, and you've never been that skinny, not since you were, like, in college.
High school.
Since you were in elementary school.
Right. No, you're not wrong.
You look pretty, though. But, I mean, you always look pretty.
Thank you.
But you look pretty. You don't look like...
Swollen.
No, I'm
puffy.
No, not that. I mean...
Bloated.
Oompa Loompa.
I cannot. I must rise above this. I cannot do this.
But she's lost 24 pounds, and now those jealous bitches, these are when you're true friends. This is when you can identify your true friends. Now they're all like, you better stop just because you passed out at Runyon. Oh, it's bullshit. It was an isolated incident.
Now.
Is this
they're
the first time you've passed out?
Did you really fall out?
No, but I started seeing stars.
What?
Yeah, and I couldn't breathe. Yeah.
Yes, but you're 24 pounds lighter.
I didn't have any food in my system, so that was
right.
That.
But you look so good.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
And by the way,
my yoga pants.
As opposed to a few months ago,
it
would take 4 paramedics to load you in, but now
only two.
One.
Yeah,
one strong one.
That's true. I never thought about it like that.
They would be like, "We need more help over here."
Can I get any volunteers?
Not anymore.
Is there a doctor on board?
So not only now does the weight loss drug help you lose weight, it also helps save on city resources because we just need one person.
Look at you in the reframe.
See?
Everyone should be on Mounjaro.
It's true.
Yep. Or Ozempic.
It's helping the community.
Now, do you feel like now you're nervous to come off when you say you're about to come off?
No, I'll be fine. I'll wean off of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
For like 3 weeks and try it again?
No. I mean, I'll do a lower dose for a month and then I'll start doing every other week. Because I think it would be weird.
I'm looking into it.
Cold turkey, I think, is probably
I'm looking into it to maybe
system.
Do the 2.5, just the low.
2.5.
Just to get ready for filming.
What do you need to lose?
Oh, he's a heifer right now.
I'm so, honestly, I almost had to have Aurora help me get these jeans on. These jeans were not, they're not skinny jeans. They were loose before.
They are now.
He had to take a wire hanger and pull the zipper up, lay down on the bed.
I needed help. You should have seen. Yeah, it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
You know, talk about urinating in the middle of the night. I can't see anything anymore.
What about
all I see is a stomach.
I can't.
He can't see his Zalzig light.
What about a little juicing and working out?
I don't even know what shoes I have on right now.
They're two different ones.
Will you let me know if I walk in with two
different ones? Never. Never.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I heard that you are a golosa, son.
Yeah.
Speaking of golosa, Sanjit?
Sanjit.
Sanjit.
How long did that last? You were dating a guy on the show.
We went on two dates.
You never consummated the relationship.
We never kissed, nothing.
Mm-hmm. What about a handy in the back seat?
Well, yeah, that happened, but we never kissed. No, it's so platonic. We're just friends. He's a cool guy. I like him a lot.
You know, when you watch the show, you come off as a very sophisticated, polished, classy woman. But we happen to know some mutual friends that say that you party.
Yeah.
You party.
You're a good
time. You love your wine.
I don't drink wine.
What do you drink
Martinis.
With the boys? Martinis?
Vodka.
Hideaway Low Boys.
Oh, yeah. Well, vodka.
Yeah.
Vodka. You never drink their wine?
Oh, wait, they do have really nice wine.
Yes, they do.
I do like their wine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Only
their rosé is really nice.
But they say they have a really good time with you.
But you're
sticking to fun. Them. They're super fun.
So when I ran into you at Craig's with Justin Sylvester,
yeah.
How many, like, just curious, like, how many drinks did you have that night? Like, in a given night, how many drinks if you're going out with your friends?
I don't like counters.
I'm a counter.
See, no.
I'm not a counter.
No.
I'm not a counter. I don't like counting either.
Counters are out.
I don't like accountability.
No.
I can't
Nobody
count.
Likes a counter,
no.
Jeff.
It's a Debbie
counters
Downer.
Counters are bummers. Yes.
Yeah.
No. Boo on counters.
Okay, but can you just give me like just a range, four to six?
No, like I'll probably have two drinks at the table.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
And then what? How many at the bar?
Another two, probably. Any normal person does that.
I am not a counter. What are you? 13?
Accountability by Jeff.
You need to count? What's wrong with you?
Okay. All right. Sorry. Jesus.
No. Yeah.
I'm not going to never count with you. I'm never going to be like, hey, how many? Do you want another drinks? How many is that?
No, I don't know.
I have no idea. I'm not a counter, Jeff.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Can you walk? You're fine.
Backroads.
I have to tell you. So we talk a lot, which people get so annoyed. We talk a lot about Ozempic and Mounjaro because everyone we know is on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that Kyle, your good friend Kyle, has lost a lot of weight. She says that she has not been drinking since June or July. I said there is no way that she's lost that much weight just from not drinking. Okay.
Okay.
So I implied that she could have used Ozempic or in the past. She texted me this morning.
Oh, shit.
At 6 a.m. and she wrote, wake up. And I was like, I'm up. And so she called me. She's like, I am not on Ozempic.
That's amazing.
And I said, okay. She's like, I've never been on Ozempic. I would tell you if I was. I've been dieting. She's like, no carbs, no sugar.
She's working out real hard, too.
She sounds like no fun. I told Kyle, we can't be friends if you're not having cocktails. Like,
I know.
That's what Jeff tells me.
I'll see you on the other side.
Yeah.
Because, no.
And then what is she? She's like, no sugar, no carbs. What are you eating?
Yeah, no.
What are you eating?
And she just went to Mexico. You're not drinking margaritas?
Did we find the pictures? How can we not find that on the internet? There is, if we can find it, somebody had DM'd me the funniest.
It's like a meme. I can't just Google a meme. It's not that easy.
Okay. It's this gorgeous picture of Kyle, right?
Yeah.
It's all done up, makeup flawless, hair flawless. And then there's another picture next to her, if we could find it, that says if Kyle Richards didn't have money.
And they just take everything out. And
it's really funny. Oh, it is a really funny picture. But I guess apparently
it doesn't exist anymore.
She had it wiped.
It got taken down.
She had it wiped.
Well, she
from
has
the
money.
Internet.
Yeah, so she's like, take that down.
I don't want that out in the universe.
Yeah. Do you have a puppy?
I have three dogs.
You do? How old are they?
They're two of them are six, and one of them is two.
And do you have a dog trainer?
I do.
Do they go away or do they come to the house? The trainer. Like, do they send him away for a couple weeks or does the trainer come to the house?
The trainer comes to the house.
That's what I need. Because I have a new puppy. He's 11 weeks.
He's a nightmare.
Oh, excuse you. He's 11 weeks old. What kind of dog?
Well, they say he's a cat. He's so cute. Cattle dog, shepherd,
goodness.
Mix.
He's so cute.
But some of his behavior reminds me of a pit bull, because I had this pit bull. It was my favorite dog I've ever owned. And there's some of his behavior reminds me of her. So I wonder if he has a pit mix. According to my insurance company, no. He's shepherd cattle dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But last night I was
11
wondering.
11 weeks is really early to start training them.
This one needs to be, he's wild. He's wild. Like last night, it was insane. Like
a puppy.
Yeah.
I would never return a dog, but last night, like, he was testing me. I was like, oh shit.
Oh.
I got to get that. And I started texting you at like 8.
Calling, freaking. He was like, that was like the height of your anxiety about him.
Yeah. I was like, we got to get this dog trained. Well, but you've got a good trainer?
I do have a good trainer. And I've got another good trainer. I've gone through two trainers, but.
What happened in the first one?
She was really great. I think that she.
Is she crazy?
No.
They're all a little off, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Well.
A little batshit.
Just be honest.
It takes a lot of brain courage to spend all your days with dogs.
Yes.
That's a nice way to put it.
It is really diplomatic way of putting it.
Well, I'm very diplomatic in my language.
And do you think, Sutton, then, because they spend all day with dogs, it makes them a little
cuckoo.
Odd.
Dog-like?
Dog-like.
Did she eat from a bowl?
I didn't see her at home. No.
Three dogs is a lot.
Well, so my son just turned 16, and I'm kind of looking for a Westie.
The fourth dog?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're a dog person.
I mean, once you have three, four doesn't really matter.
But the,
it's like
does,
kids.
The Westie rescues are so cute.
Aw.
They really are cute.
I like the Westies.
Yeah, and there's tons of them, but I want a baby. You know, like a little
infant.
One.
I would consider a Westie for the next dog, but I have to get this dog trained and acclimated. It'll be another year before I do it. And I have to get into my new house. How long did it take for you to remodel your house?
2 years.
Wow.
God, I hope it doesn't take that long. Why did it take so long? Did you do an addition?
I did a small addition, and it was during pandemic.
Mm.
And this house was built in 1930. So I redid all the floors. I redid all the molding. It just took a long time. And it was slow. Permits were really slow.
Yeah.
Backed up.
Do you have a tennis court?
I do.
That's nice.
You know, I live in, what's his name? That owned the Lakers. I always forget his
name.
Jerry Buss's house. So I really wanted to scrub it clean.
Okay.
Because
does he have bad juju?
God knows. No, the house has wonderful juju. But God knows who was in that house doing what. So I wanted to make sure it was very clean.
Like
that's hot.
Yeah.
You have to sage it after Jeff moves out.
Yeah.
I'd want all that energy.
Yeah. Well, it has great energy. It has great energy.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I redid like my bathroom. Like,
Colosa
completely.
Energy.
Colosa. Yeah. See? Thank you. But, you know, I had to redo my closet completely in my bathroom. And I put in like my dream bathroom with the hair washing station. And actually, I was in my closet today and I thought it needs to be bigger. this is just not working for me.
Did you light all the shelves too with like LED?
This is the relatable part of the program.
Yeah, that's what
I'm gonna do. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
And you have a piano room.
I have a piano.
Do you have a room for the piano?
No.
It's called a living room.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean,
because I have a room off the living room that there's going to be a piano in it, so we're calling it the piano room.
Yeah, I grew up with a piano room, and that was always like punishment almost, like go to the piano room and practice the piano. So, no, I have a bay window in my living room, so it's like in this nice niche part of the living room.
My daughter, we had a little, some disciplinary issues when we were in New York last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually complimenting her, and I said to her on Saturday, I said, Monroe, you were really, really well behaved on today's flight. I really appreciate that. I said, because, you know, we had some rough days in New York. She's like, Daddy, let's forget about the past, or you'll miss the future.
Oh, gosh, I love her.
Yes.
I love her.
Yeah.
Stay in the present.
You've been talking to Stu, haven't you?
I love it.
The Squishmallow. Are you following these Squishmallow things?
No.
I think her kids are my kids' age, and we're not. Well, Drew has a Squishmallow. I don't know what I'm talking about.
These little kids are obsessed with the Squishmallows.
Stuffed animal.
I mean, okay. They are overtaking my house. Okay. You haven't
seen
them?
They're adorable.
They're like the new Beanie Baby kind of.
But they're big.
No.
And they're big.
I have three dogs and three cats. I have no room for a Squishmallow.
So you have three cats also in that house. How many square feet is that house?
6,000.
Nice. That's nice for one person.
It's.
Jesus.
Excuse you. I still have one son that lives with me. My other two are in college, and they occasionally come home. My daughter doesn't have a bedroom. I took over one of the bedrooms from my closet extension.
As you do.
That's fair.
Right.
It's totally fair. She's going to be 21 in May. She doesn't need a bedroom.
There's a couch.
She sleeps with me. It's fine.
Sanjit. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think one of the reasons why that didn't happen is because you wore that kitty sweater?
That kitty sweater is taking over the world, by the way. It went viral. It did. It did. And now everybody is wearing it. It's even been on another show. I saw something. It was like, oh, Sutton's kitty sweater is on some other show.
Do you sell them at Sutton?
No, I had made one. I'm
it's
so stupid.
It's very cute. I think it's cute.
It's adorable.
How much was that kitty sweater?
Why are you? You know, I don't pay attention to stuff like that.
Like prices?
Like $800 or something.
Who makes it?
I don't know.
I don't think you're going to sell a lot of them for $800.
Well, I would have made a less expensive.
Like an $80 one.
Yeah, a different version.
I'll give you $45.
Well,
do you still have the kitty sweater?
So Avi's in the space with us, and he's my assistant. We cannot find this sweater to save my life. And I don't.
Someone threw it out. They're helping you.
Well, they better not have.
No, somebody did.
No, I don't know. And I asked my daughter, do you have it? And she doesn't have it. I think somebody took the kitty sweater.
I don't think
Sounds
so.
Like it.
I don't think anyone took it. I mean, it's fine
Nikki
if you want to wear that around.
Nikki Hilton is also in it. Hers is in a different color.
She's married. It's different.
Okay.
You're not.
Excuse me.
You can't wear that kitty sweater
on
dates.
So
for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, what episode was that
cute.
Where you went on a date with...
With
Sanjit, and you wore the kitty sweater on the date, and even Kyle said,
"Well, Kyle, I like my
maybe
people
a little
thought
V-neck.
You should have the girls
my
out.
My style is very different than hers.
Right? Just I think on a date, maybe you don't wear a kitty sweater.
Maybe to the movies.
No, not on a date at all.
Okay,
right?
Why
are you dating now? What's happening?
I'm kind of on a break from my apps because I was getting like app finger."
Mm. What's that?
I was getting, like, my right index finger was starting to get carpal tunnel because it kept swiping left for no so much. I was like, and I was getting, like, a callus on my...
Seriously?
It's a lot of swipe left.
Which apps are you on?
I had three. So I was doing Match and, what's the other one?
Raya?
Hinge, Bumble.
Raya would not accept me.
Me neither.
What?
Me neither.
Well, I understand why they didn't accept Megan, but you?
Shut up, Jeff. Excuse you.
That's crazy.
Megan is very cute.
Thank you, son.
You're welcome.
I take a beating here every day.
I just was doing all of them, and, you know, I was going on a lot of dates.
Just go back to Megan real quick.
Oh, yes. For the love of Pete.
She looks great today.
Come on. Wait. We have to live in the present.
Yes.
Remember what Monroe said?
And I knew.
We don't talk about the past.
Yes.
It's just interesting. When the women come in, she will do her makeup. She'll do her hair. She's very conscious of her outfits.
Yeah.
If it's the gays or the boys, she doesn't give a shit.
No,
she
are comes you kidding? In- you should be doing the opposite.
No.
It's like for the gays, that's when you really get dressed
Not these
up.
Gays.
Because okay. I'm like, I got to get dressed up for the gays because they will kill me.
No, I do it all for the
They'll
women.
Be like, girl, what are you wearing? Yeah.
But you're very cute in person and you're very tiny.
Little.
You're tiny, tiny.
Little.
Thank you.
Very little.
So come, but she's waiting for the butt. There's no butt.
Okay.
No butt. You look great. You should be dating.
Well, yeah, I know. Thanks. Who are you going to set me up with?
I don't know. I got to think about
thinking.
This. But
yeah, see, here's the thing.
Are you real picky? Because you keep saying you're swiping left.
Maybe Anthony
have you
Anderson.
Been? Have you been on the dating apps?
I haven't.
Well,
it's dark.
Slim pickings.
It's dark.
Probably.
It is dark.
How many dates have you been on the last 12 months?
Oh gosh, it probably. I don't know.
One a week, two a week.
Probably one a week.
That's good.
It's a
Maybe
job.
Two a week.
I remember doing it. It's
That's
a job.
That's great. Yeah. But nobody you're interested in.
Well, I mean, some I dated a few times. I've been calling myself the one date wonder. I wonder why they didn't ask me out the second time. I really do. I'm like, what's wrong with me? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe
it was the kitty sweater. I don't.
What are you? Okay, so there must be some subjects that are turning people off. Like, I'm curious, what are you discussing?
Well, I'll discuss anything.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You don't talk about exes or.
Why would no?
Sanjit.
Sanjit.
I can't do it.
For the love of God, it's not that hard.
Sanjit.
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 That's how he pronounces it. Sanjit.
Okay, and you're still friends then?
We are still friends.
Okay. Does he have any interest in you at all?
I don't know. You know, we like to go play trivia on Wednesday nights. And
Sexy.
That could be a problem. Mm.
He was on Jeopardy, okay? And I'm very competitive. And I asked him to come be on my trivia team, thinking we would win.
Wait a minute. Back up.
Wait, this is one
of
our issues
back
here.
Back up.
There's a trivia team?
Well, I'm kind of the team, so... I need other people. But on Tuesday nights, there's one at one of my favorite gay bars. High Tops, thank you.
Oh, my God. You go to High Tops?
I love High Tops.
That's
we go all the time.
That's
well,
church.
Okay.
The motherland.
On Tuesday nights, there's trivia there.
Okay, won't go that night.
Oh, I'm going.
Oh, we okay.
So the smart
you're
gays.
Gonna be,
so the smart
I'll
gays
go tonight.
Not really.
Smart
but
they're
you
not
know
that
what,
smart.
But see, here's the thing. You know what I have to do on Tuesday nights at High Tops? I have to watch everybody to make sure they're not cheating.
Oh, that would be the chumps. That would be the chumps.
Gays cheat.
And I will call them out too. I walk around from table to table and I go, "Put your phone down."
Yeah.
Because you cannot Google the answer.
No, that's not fair.
No, it's not fair. Cuz this is serious business.
Okay, so you're at trivia night on Tuesday nights at High Tops.
And Sanjit has done that with me before.
Okay. He took him to a gay bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what?
And then what's Wednesdays? Is that also a trivia night?
Well, that's at the English pub. And that's a bit more
okay,
serious.
Okay, so there's a whole circuit of trivia.
It's a thing, I guess.
And you must be good.
I'm decent.
Wow.
Depends on the category.
So how many nights a week are you doing trivia? Just two?
Well, so I have my son home with me every other week. So when I don't have him, I like to do stuff.
Got it.
I get it.
And you tell these prospective dates that you are on a trivia team.
I wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that either.
I think that's nice. I think that's good. Mm. She's out and about. She's
Thank
not,
you.
I think it's better than sitting at
Thank
home.
Thank you, Shane.
I think today's
I think
promo
nice.
should
Thank
be you,
Shane.
Can be
we're
you eventually.
We're forming our own.
Yeah, I think so.
Gay trivia team.
Done.
Team Shane.
I'm shocked. You think you really know someone. You know, watch them on TV and you know, a reality show and then, you know,
I also like to play darts, and I'm really bad at it, but I like to
darts
play.
Darts is fun.
Thank you.
And where will you play darts?
At the
bar. I do, too. I put my ex's headshot picture. I play darts a lot.
I have a couple of favorite places
Both exes,
that have
actually.
Good
English
darts.
Pubs are fun, right?
The English pub is good. They don't have the best darts.
Okay.
The Irish pub has the better darts.
Oh. Well, there you
and
go.
And the better board.
What Irish pub do you use? Go to?
And what night is that happening?
Well, that's
darts
that's
is
every
fine.
Night.
That's fun.
That's any night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And High Tops also has the shuffleboard.
Yep.
They have the best shuffleboard in L.A.
Oh.
They keep it really clean, and on Sundays when it gets really nasty, because that's...
Because I,
there's
because
a part
I sat
of me
on
thinks
on
you're
Saturday
fucking
Saturday
with me
I do
right
too.
Now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I
is
told,
she just a genius?
I think she's fucking with us.
Are you fucking with me?
No. They take the board off, and it becomes like just a... You can
so you're doing shuffleboard. You're doing darts. You're doing... I mean, wow.
This is how you meet men.
Gay men.
Shout out.
You know, actually, I realize, I go, I think maybe my problem is I go to gay bars too much.
Yeah. Same. It's same. Jen Green. That's why Jen Green
Shane
is
Douglas.
Hot. Jen Green is hot and single.
Well.
Because she's always around gays.
Yeah.
That's your problem.
Well.
They're more fun.
They're more fun.
I know.
And there's more of them.
It's a good time.
There's more gay men than single men. Yeah. They're all married.
She's not wrong.
Right.
Or if they're not, if they say they're single, they're married and
what?
They're not telling you. Oh, yeah.
That happens?
Oh, yeah.
Has that happened to you? Have you gone on a date and realized the person was married?
I was in a conversation with someone for a few weeks and we were just about to meet. And, you know, I also do these weird, I get their like birthdays and their address and then I do an investigatory report.
Yeah.
And
that's a big word.
Well, you know, I like to do my
trivia.
She does trivia on Tuesdays at High Tops.
It's interesting that you'll go out with a married man.
I wouldn't.
She doesn't.
She had to find out.
They lied to her.
All right.
And
you
we
know
couldn't
what?
Find him. And then finally, I said, look, you
I can
it.
See why they call you Golosa.
Golosa. Gracias.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand. Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.